I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll begin in China, where U.S. politics play an influential role. We'll turn later to the digital church and what it holds for kids in Iran. The story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, as a new U.S. administration begins, many eyes are on China, too. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened heavy tariffs on China, but refrained from taking action on his first day in office. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says their partners in the Chinese Registered Church are concerned.
If our new president does what he says he would do, that's going to make life difficult for them politically. So that affects what we do just from a ministry standpoint, because we're from the West that is, you know, that relationship is declining.
Economic and ministry impacts aren't the only thing. In response to any perceived U.S. threats, China might enact stricter internal policies, policies that have already pressured Christians.
That creates a frustration on their part towards the work that they want to do, because they don't have the freedom to be evangelistic, to do a lot of the things that they would like to do.
Pray for God to work through U.S. and Chinese leaders entering a new and unpredictable dynamic.
Pray for the leadership in China, not just the church leadership, but the politicians whose scripture tells us that their authority comes from God. Pray for the church leaders as whatever comes down the pike, that they have the grace and the fortitude to handle it.
And pray for the gospel to continue to spread throughout China.
We're going to assume that we can do exactly what we did last year and maybe a little bit more. And again, hoping that the uncertainty of circumstances causes there to be an interest in things of eternal value.
We turn next to the Middle East.
Trump recently said if the hostages aren't released, then all hell's going to break loose in the Middle East. So I would say the prayer is that all heaven breaks loose in the Middle East.
That's Mike with Global Catalytic Ministries, and he says the radical love of Jesus flips the fear-based morality of Islam on its head.
There's 99 names of Allah, not one is God is love.
But Christians don't always approach Muslim evangelism from a loving standpoint.
More and more, I'm sensing Christians really just being so visceral to how to approach these types of conversations, and the Muslim people themselves is just burn them all, let the nukes drop. We get messages constantly basically saying just kill them all.
Mike says that's not the heart of Jesus, and there is a better way.
We take the Joshua 5 approach. You know, we lay our lives down for our enemies, and that's the expectation of Jesus.
Mike says Muslim extremists meet their match in the extremity of Jesus.
When they taste true love, it's just this radical heart gets softened, and they're just a radical follower of Jesus.
Please pray that God would soften many hearts, those of Islamic extremists and those of Western Christians. Pray that the love of Jesus would motivate ministry to Muslims, and pray that Christ would draw many souls to himself in the Middle East. And finally, in Iran, Christian resources for children are scarce. Heart for Iran's virtual Sunday school offers kids a chance to learn about faith in Christ. Jennifer, the manager of Heart for Iran's Superbook Farsi program, explains the Sunday school has two parts. First, an episode of Superbook, a Bible-based kids series, airs on satellite TV. And then it's supported by additional content.
We have academy videos, Bible background that are very helpful in understanding the history of the Bible story, and signpost videos that how this, for example, the Daniel story relates to Jesus and how it relates to our life today.
After the first hour, kids then get to have meaningful interaction with other Christians.
We go live for 30 minutes on social media. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Telegram. To worship, we talk about the topic of that day's program and then do the craft related or doing coloring sheet.
She says they receive a lot of responses to Sunday school. You can help transform kids' lives through Heart for Iran through this important mission. As Jennifer reminds us, changing even one child's life for eternity is worth every effort. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.